And the issue before the court early in the year was, will we adopt this?
Will you adopt Hannah Brucker or Austin Kleiner? And what we decided to do was to wait, which was the only sensible thing to do, because we knew that Colorado Against Love and Mental Sims were there. And every month, we'd open up the mail to see whether they had an opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court, and there wasn't one. This is an early part of 64, and we'd adjourn it for another month because we wanted to get this direction. It would be silly if it had gone forward. And then what happened was that...
I can remember in one of your statements, I think you had a separate opinion in this thing. Everybody did, I guess.
Yeah.
And it said, you, if I remember correctly, and you correct me if I'm wrong, in your opinion issued in May, I think it was, you said, look, I have waited as long as I could wait. I figured out if there wasn't some word from the Supreme Court of the United States by May 18, which was an opinion day for the Supreme Court, I am going to go one way or the other.
That's true.
You felt that much pressure from a time standpoint.
That's right. And the reason I'm worried about it was because I was thinking about the fundamental thing of the orderly election.
Right.
There had to be a primary date set to concord with the general election date in November. There had to be enough time for people to campaign. And what I thought was, I thought it then, I still think it was the right thing to do, that the worst thing the court could do was to vote to dissolve, in effect, the most important branch of government, which to my way of thinking is the legislature. That's the people's branch. It's out there. It represents people, and it really is the heart of the system, is the way I see it. The judiciary is important, the executive is important, but really when you get right down to it, the heart of the Democratic Republican form of government is the legislature. And to put that in a fluid state, I thought, would be unconscionable. And that's why, after waiting for 3 months or so for a decision to come out of the U.S. Supreme Court, I decided to walk the plank, if you will, and join with, if you quote, the Republicans on the court, and vote in favor of the Hannah Brucker plan. And I voted in favor of it, reserving the federal constitutional nature, but saying that this is the plan that most accurately comports with state constitutional requirements, that is, of the Michigan state constitution, and reserved the part on the federal question. Well, that, I had that barely...
May 26th. Now, yep. What happened on June 15th?
June 15th, of course... we had received, not long after the decision, in favor of Hannah Brucker, with my joining in to give her the majority in the court, with dissents from some of my colleagues on what you might call my side of the fence, I joined to give it the fifth vote. And I did so knowing that I would be criticized, but that's part of the job, you know. And so... Then along comes the decision in Reynolds Sims, and the only thing to do, in view of the clear pronouncement of the court, U.S. Supreme Court, that there should be one man, one vote for both houses, to recall the decision, which we did. We recall that opinion and decision, ordaining, if you will, Hannah Brucker, and we re-examined it in the light of the plans that were in front of us, and there were, I think at that time, three. There was the Hannah Brucker, and there was the Austin Kleiner, number one, which was a real bastard of a plan. I mean, it was really visibly gerrymandered in favor of the Democrats. And then they had wisely put in an Austin Kleiner alternate, which was...
Was this after Reynolds versus Sims?
Yes, you know? Yes, oh yes, oh yes. That's what triggered it. Reynolds Sims was decided, and we were looking at Reynolds Sims, and that's when we recalled the decision made only a few weeks before, adopting Hannah Brucker. We recalled that, and then we examined it. I think we had re-argument, and then we, by majority, adopted Austin Kleiner alternate, which was a pretty decent plan. I say it was a pretty decent. Now, let me point out that it wasn't just a bare majority. Justice O'Hara, who was identified with the other side, joined the people who were in favor of one man, one vote, and he said he thought it was, he concurred in the result. And so that gave it 6 votes, as I remember, in favor of the Austin Klein alternate. And they tried to get a stay from the court on that, but the U.S. Supreme Court would not stay our decision adopting Austin Klein alternate. And we had done a lot of things to make sure that we could have an orderly election. It got a certificate from the Secretary of State that there was time to have a primary and time to conduct elections in an orderly fashion, which is the thing I was concerned with all along.